Let's take some minutes now and clear some space. Close our eyes. And listen to this extraordinary scripture. Ephesians 3:20 declares, God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think, imagine, dream up, and ask for. Wow. Today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're asking for, dreaming about, anticipating, believing for, God can do more. Standing by a massive body of water can put everything into perspective. The ocean, with its powerful currents and tides and waves crashing on the shore, you realize how big God is. Will you open your arms with me? And today, as we go through this guided prayer, let's allow ourselves a few moments to sink into the magnitude of who God is, how powerful He is. Right now, God is actively involved in your life, and He is the one who creates oceans and seas and rivers and mountains and lakes with His words. Let's declare that God is big. Repeat after me. God, You are powerful. You are so strong. You are so magnificent. God, there is no end to Your magnitude. Allow your mind and your soul to open up. He is an exceedingly, abundantly, above all kind of God. Now I want us, putting our hands down, to accept the reality that God can do anything. We're going to use the posture of gratitude to declare this over our life, that God will do it. God can do it. We're believing in a God, trusting a God who can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. God, thank You. Thank You that You have done it. You are doing it, and You will do it. God, You're the creator of heaven and earth. You are faithful and You are true. And what You say, You always do. Repeat this after me. God, thank You that You are working in my life. God, thank You that You are working things together for my good. And God, thank You that You're working in my life even when I can't see it. God, beyond our wildest dreams, beyond our wildest aspirations, You are working on our behalf. God, we welcome and anticipate surprises in our life, working circumstances, situations together for our good. We love You. Lastly, is there one person in your life that needs a miracle, that needs a total turnaround that can only come from God? I want us to pray for that person right now. Let's take just a few moments. Maybe their name comes to mind, and let's name them before God. God, you're a miracle worker. That's what you do, exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine possible. We pray for a miracle for this person, a supernatural turnaround, a healing in their body, the restoration of relationship, supernatural provision in their finances, whatever it may be, we believe for a miracle and we thank you. That is who you are. We trust you. You're big. You're working things together for our good, and you're a miracle worker. In Jesus' name, amen.